This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, May the 24th. Rest in peace. We lost them in 2011, but today would have been Heavy D's birthday.
Heavy diddly diddly D.
That was nice, man. You timed that perfect, too.
Hey. What's wrong?
Oh, we got to keep talking?
Yeah, man.
I was enjoying the song.
No, man. We got a guest here. Come on.
I'm sure he's a big Heavy D fan. Anyway, it has been a minute since we have talked to Mark Simon, and I wonder if he is familiar, because he's a baseball aficionado. He's
in
New York. He would absolutely know about this, what we brought up earlier in the show.
He's in Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's right. Well, he's close to New York, but Pennsylvania. That's
close.
Right. He's a New York fan, baseball fan.
Yeah.
And he knows the controversy that swirled around the baseball world back in 1941. Historians know that. You know what I'm talking about? The MVP vote of that year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, Ted Williams versus Joe DiMaggio,
there you go.
And the hitting streak versus 406, and who should win it, and that sort of
See,
thing.
See, this is why we got this dude up.
You were walking right into
this. No, I knew. I teed it up for him because I knew we'd know. We brought this up because you could draw a correlation to what happened this year in the NBA with the MVP vote. Because you got
with Gilgeous Alexander?
He wins it, but then you got Jokic who averages a triple-double for the whole season. You know what I mean? So where does it go? Anyway.
But I think it's hard. I do think it's hard to deny when you have a team that had 68 wins that was 16 or 17 wins better than anyone else in the conference, 7 wins better than anyone in the East. It's hard to deny the best guy on the best team when he had this monster season himself.
Yeah.
I didn't really take issue with it.
Nah, me either. Actually, I'm past it. I just wanted to see if you knew that other one. <'Cause been
laughs>
He's
loaded and ready for everything this morning.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, we got a...
We haven't had him on in a while.
We haven't had him on for a long... How has life changed for you, or has it been the same since we talked to you last, Mark?
So I'm going to give you one thing that I'm doing now that I wasn't doing at the time that takes up a lot more of my time. And that's that I am like this, I guess what you would call like a statistical consultant to SNY, which is the network that broadcasts the Mets games. In addition to my regular job, it's part of the job. Whereas before every game, the folks that broadcast those games, Gary Cohen, Ron Darling, and Keith Hernandez, get information from me about that particular game and what might be interesting to talk about that night.
You're the guy who makes everybody on air look smart. That's basically
That's generally the explanation for it back to what I used to do at ESPN. It's very similar to that. Yeah. I think what we like to say is smarter rather than smart, because smarter implies that they're already smart to begin with, which I think they are.
There we go. There we go, folks. Hey, we haven't spoken in a while. Always great to spend some time with Mark Simon. He is all over the place doing so many things. Of course, former ESPN stat man for baseball tonight, but also just a historian and author. Very much you can find him. And Mark Simon on media.com. You can find him there as well. Thoughts about what we're seeing. Of course, here in Atlanta, we were panicking. The first 3 weeks of the season, we were ready to walk off a bridge, man. Things started out so bad down here. Of course, we get Ronald Acuna back last night. We're still looking up at a couple of teams.
Wait, here we go.
Okay. He didn't have anything. Oh, Greg had me stop for a minute. But no, but we're saying, you know, our team, we're happy to get Ronald Acuna back last night, but we're still looking up at some teams that you've been paying close attention to, right? The Mets and the Phillies.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily as bad as you think, although losses like last night in kind of like what I guess are 50-50 games are very disheartening. I feel like Albies will hit to his track record. I feel like Michael Harris will hit to his track record. You're seeing Matt Olson, who got off to this really bad start, start to hit to his track record. Acuna is back. I think he will be very impactful for them. I think that they've dug themselves a bit of a hole, and it's tough to catch up, but you got 110 games to do it or so. I think they're capable. That doesn't necessarily mean that they will. The Mets and the Phillies are really good, like really, really good. And that's the thing in baseball now is you just have so many good, really, really good teams between the East and the West and then the Cubs in the National League. It's a lot that's in front of them. But I do think that they're much better than what they've shown so far.
Okay, I want to apologize to both of you. A button was hit on my headphones, and I had like another station coming in from Moscow or something, and that's what threw me off there, and okay. I threw you off. So I apologize to both of you.
I know we were pausing for something. Go ahead.
We got it back together here now. All right, before we get into those two teams ahead of the Braves and talk about the climb that they need to make, you mentioned Acuna, who's now back. What are your thoughts on Spencer Strider, and how long is it going to take for him, in your mind, to go back to looking like he did pre-injury?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I know that there are concerns about his velo and such, and it's tough to come back from what he's trying to come back from, I think, for anybody. I think he'll be capable of doing so eventually, but that last start did not necessarily make anyone particularly confident. I still think he's pretty good. I still think he's going to be pretty good, but I don't know that it's necessarily in the cards for him this year. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, spending some time talking with Mark Simon, talking baseball. Always great to catch up with him. You mentioned the Braves were doing some good things defensively, and I always say defense wins championships in baseball too.
Yes, it does. Most of the time, what winds up happening is the really good defensive teams are the ones that wind up making the playoffs because they have good athletes, and they tend to be good at other things, too. But, yes, Braves are number one in the defensive stat of, choice these days, defensive runs saved, which measures essentially how well you field the ball, but also things like how well the outfielders throw, how well the catchers do at pitch framing, how well the team does at turning double plays. And the Braves are number one in this, and I think that can be attributed to, one, your new shortstop, very good, and two, your first baseman is the best defensive first baseman in baseball. And you see what happens when you have a guy who is a great defensive player at first base and the impact that he has on the other three players in the infield. And he's terrific. And quite frankly, the other reason why you're number one is because Acuna wasn't playing right field.
Wasn't?
Wasn't, yeah, because his defensive numbers, particularly last year, you know, recovering essentially as he played. His defensive numbers were not particularly good.
Okay. Well, you know what? I was wondering if you were going to mention shortstop. Because remember a couple of years ago, he talked about how Arcia wasn't going to be here long. I'm going to keep that.
You're bringing this up. Yeah, I remember it. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Well, he departed yesterday. He got that happened. So I don't know if you will.
So does Mark get the last laugh? Well, he just took it.
Sure. But the guy that they've got, admittedly, the guy that they've got now can't hit. But if they hit like they're supposed to, the fact that he's an automatic out at the 8 or 9 spot for much of the season isn't going to matter necessarily that much. They just need to hit enough to offset his bad contributions at the plate, because he's really good in the field. Ozzie's really good in the field. Austin's really good in the field. Michael Harris is a very good center fielder. They have a lot of good defense on that team.
Yeah.
This is like when the Braves are on national TV and the guys who know baseball do like a flyby with the team.
Yes, it,
and that's fine. That's fine. We don't expect anything more than you because you're not down here and you don't do this
right
on a regular basis, and your opinions are what they are. But you know, we know where your allegiance are. I want to ask him, unless you got one more Braves thing, because
I want to ask him
something that he brought up. You guys were just talking about shortstops and center fielders, and he talked about center. You know who's playing center field for the number one team in baseball right now?
Javier Baez.
Thank you. And what position does he normally?
He normally plays shortstop.
Okay. How long do you think this is sustainable? They got a guy coming back. What he's talking about, Sam, if you don't know it, Javi Baez, multiple all-star at shortstop, a wizard there, is playing center field because of attrition with the Tigers. And what's going on with this team this year is a little crazy. They've got the best. I think this is, and this is my thought on this, that this is the year that A.J. Hinch gets the monkey off his back, because I think he's still connected with that Astros team that got busted for cheating. And he went to the Siberia of baseball then was Detroit. Resurrected this team.
Yeah.
And I think it's a byproduct, first of all, getting Miguel Cabrera's contract off the books. And he's done a fabulous job with this team. And the fact that they are continuing to win with this all-star shortstop in center field reminds me of when we put Chipper Jones in left. Right? And still had pretty good.
But he's better than that. He was a Gold Glove Fielding Bible award, which is our award for best defender overall. He won that multiple times. Like, he's a really good athlete. Sustainable is an interesting because he's 32. And if you look at center field across the sport, they're basically, if you're a 32-year-old center fielder, you're not very good defensively, probably, because you're going up against all these young bucks that are 24 and 25. That's a young man's position. He's been very good. It wouldn't surprise me if he stayed pretty good for the season. I don't know that he's necessarily.
Oh no, he's not going to stay out there. They got a guy coming back who's then going to get rid of this shortstop Sweeney, who's like Gilligan from time to times, and send him wherever. But my point is the overall team and how surprised you are at the performance. Like, they performed well at the end of last year and where they are this year. Your thoughts on this team?
I was very surprised because I didn't feel like they did enough in the off season to really scare anyone, although in the AL Central, nobody's particularly that great. They added Gleyber Torres, and he's been terrific. Essentially, what happened is Spencer Torkelson got back to what he was and what you would expect him to be as a number one pick overall, where he's now this big-time masher, where he had a year or so that was just awful at the plate. And then Casey Mize, who was also a number one pick,
gone.
Who was supposed to be great. He's 6-1 with a 2.5 ERA. He's been fantastic. So the number one picks for them essentially became like new acquisitions because they improved so much upon what they were previously. And I think that's what's carrying them. That and the bullpen in close games has been very good. And I think that's what's carrying them.
All right, cool. Before we let you go, Braves going to catch these guys ahead of them, Sam? Do you think? I know what Mark thinks. He doesn't think so.
I don't think so, no.
See?
We're going to reel him in. We're going to reel him in.
Man, I'm telling you, this is the smokescreen right now. You better not have an injury on either one of those guys. But we're going to get this guy. Can you make yourself more available on Saturday so we can continue to talk to you?
I mean, because we're going to be on it this time for a while.
Yeah.
I like this time. I don't like the 9 a.m., 8 a.m.-ish hour. I like the 10 a.m. hour. I'm very comfortable in the 10 a.m. hour. That's like, if you're going to look at like my sweet spot for being awake, 10 a.m. is pretty good.
All right. Well, then we will continue to reach out to you, Mark. Hey, maybe in the 11 o'clock hour. You never know.
Yep.
You got it.
We're here till noon. But thank you as always, buddy. We appreciate it. And we like going around the league with you, something a little other than with the Braves, because we don't want you to spend much time talking down about our team here. So
sounds good.
We can test you around the league. And as always, enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
See you. Mark Simon. I still think when we talk to this guy, like, he's doing this out of duress. Like, there's somebody. Yeah, I think if we just talked Phillies and Mets with him, the whole segment, he'd be happy.
Well, I wanted to know. I want to know more about Phillies and Mets. He's up there watching them because the Mets are out of first place now. And I'm thinking, and the Phillies have won 8 in a row. So, yeah, I figured the Mets were in first place. You figure that wasn't going to last. So let's see how long they're going to be on the elevator. That's my point with them.
By the way, we're going to have a retirement announcement at the end of this season. I absolutely believe that. Speaking of the Mets and a guy who went there and stole money, Verlander went on the IR again. He's not coming back. He got to put it on the shelf. He's not going to get 300 wins. He's got, I don't know what he is, but he's not that pitcher anymore. So exit stage left. And, go to the broadcast booth. But I don't see him coming back and anybody really hoping that he can be a start. Maybe if he went to Verlander in there as a closer.
If you had a big, deep roster where you could just save him and preserve him the way Dodgers do Clayton Kershaw. I mean, if Clayton Kershaw gets 8 starts before September, they'll be happy. But, I mean, they got so many starters out there, right?
Yeah.
There's no push. You just want him ready for October. But we don't know if the Mets are at that situation. They don't have the start rotation. Yeah. The Dodgers. The Dodgers got 10 starters.
Anytime you talk about the Dodgers, it makes you want to say something nasty about Stan Kasten. How he landed out there and just an easy street. Yeah. It is Sam and Greg. We're going to switch gears here, and I'm going to let you know about some money that is flying through the air. Going to talk about a couple projects that are coming out and a couple little tributes coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.